Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? I appreciate everybody for tuning in with me on this lovely Thursday afternoon. Right now it's 11 p.m. on the dot, and we're in for the next episode. It's called The Power of Desire. 30 more days to success, y'all. We're still on the 30 days to success challenge. For anybody who might just be new tuning in, make sure you definitely check out the site, KendraJustine.com. Make sure you subscribe. You'll see a red bar. Put your name in the email. Click on that, and you can subscribe. All right? So we have a lot coming, y'all. I'm just so excited. You know, that's really all I can say. That's my update. You know, I'm excited about everything. Everything has transformed in major ways in my life. You know, I thought that I would feel successful 5 years from now if I was lucky, 10 most definitely. But it's like, I feel successful already. Like, truly. You understand? Like, everything is just perfect. Everything's lining up. Everything has been perfect. But I'm now starting to realize it because I've been just in a line with source, in line with that positive energy. And that's why I've been telling y'all, stay positive. That's imperative. Because when you have that positive mind frame, then everything that we're talking about is going to make sense, you see. A person, you know, if you're not vibrating on a certain level, this show's not going to be of use to you. You know, I mean, you would hear it. It'll go somewhere. It might sow a seed somewhere. But if you're not vibrationally ready for it, you're not even going to see the true value, okay, of this information. So I appreciate everybody that's on the challenge, y'all. Tonight we're talking about desire. We're talking about the power of desire. Now, definitely, I've been talking to y'all about Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, the original unabridged version. This is the 1937 version, Think and Grow Rich, okay? This book has been attributed to the success of several self-made multimillionaires, tycoons, okay? So the book is imperative. Also, make sure you check out KendraJustine.com/thinkrich. Think Rich is in all lowercase letters. Check out that. That's where the blog is going to be at, y'all. So many tools coming. You know I have this radio show, but we're not just doing this. We also got blogs coming. We have all kind of information coming to where you can have tools that will help you on your challenge. You know, some of the tools that I've used, I'll be providing for y'all. So let's cut into the chase. Let's talk about desire. You know, looking back slightly, every single thing that I've been just manifesting it to other people would be impossible, you know, but the reason that it would be impossible to them is because they can't conceive it, you know. That's why the imagination is key, because if you can imagine something, then that means you can conceive it. You understand? Think about it. If there's something you've never thought of before, you won't conceive it. Like, you're not even going to think. There's so many things that, you know, so many people on this world is planning this galaxy, okay? There are so many things that we haven't even thought of. So you can have, you know, and I'm really not trying to get into metaphysics right now, but if you can think about it, if you've seen the image in your head, if it's not already here, that means you can bring it into this world, okay? So, desire. We're talking about manifestation. We're talking about co-creation. If you're anything like me, when I first started doing this, I was just trying to just, you know, get money, make trips, you know, just manifest things. Oh, I want this, I want that, I want this person to do that, you know, and it was working, it was fun, and, you know, it is fun to manifest things. But what I'm starting to learn is that the process of the manifestation is so much funner. I mean, think about it like this. Think about manifestation in this kind of way. When you conceive a child, right, sperm, egg, meat, boom. Y'all don't even know nothing about it. Still got to travel through the fallopian tubes, make it to the uterus, okay? So y'all don't even know. Think about that moment. And before that moment even happened, y'all had to kind of subconsciously be looking for each other. You see what I'm saying? So we're not even going to trace it back, but okay. Boom. So the baby is conceived. That's the thought. Think about that as the thought. You can't see it. It's in your head. It exists. You know, you can't put your fingers on it. You can't even put the cells of an embryo on the end of a needle. You know, it's smaller than that. So that's what we're talking about, intangible, unseen forces, y'all. Science is so cool because they actually got some of these unseen forces on microscope. You know, under microscopes you can see them, you know. But, and we know it's microcosms of microcosms, so we're not even going to get into that. But, okay, so that's the thought, y'all. So then think about it. Now, you're pregnant. People might not have known. If you're anything like me, people didn't really know until, like, I hit 4 months. That's when I started to, you know, let people know, like, okay, I'm pregnant. So think about that. That's 4 months before it was even starting to really show itself. And then another, you know, then 9 months later, boom, the baby's coming out. I'm happy that didn't just happen overnight. I know that last month, though, I was ready for it to be early, if possible. But that's what this is. It's turning thoughts into things, okay? So just think about anything that you're trying to manifest in that way, all right? You don't want stuff to happen overnight anyway. Desires, they all have time. It's a time process for everything. Everything has a process. But it's about enjoying that process. That's where the fun is, because this is the thing, all right? When so many people want things, but it's like, do you truly desire it? Because if you truly desire something, you're kind of going to build, like, sort of an obsession for it. You're going to kind of be obsessed with it. So in that obsession, you're going to be attracting things to yourself that gives you more information about that thing that you're obsessed about, because what we focus on grows, right? So I'm focused on my money right now. You know, that's what I rather focus on, just because, you know, I see things completely differently, y'all. That's what this 30 Days to Success is about, okay? Future multimillionaires and billionaires on the line. Yes, I've said it. All right. Building wealth, anything that you can do, anything in life comes with practicing it, figuring out how to do it. But see, in our community, a lot of people look at money like it's a bad thing, or, you know, money is the devil, the root of all evil, and this and that, and yada, 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 yada. Yet, if anybody who said that type of thing, if you gave them a $1 million check right now, I bet you they'll probably don't even have half a clue what people would do for some money like that. You see, it's different when it's in your face. But this challenge is about building, truly building. Wealth is something that starts inside, okay? Wealth comes from the inside out. So the tools that you're getting in this process is going to make you be able to not just build one fortune, but plenty of fortunes, y'all. And the root of any fortune, any great thing, is desire, okay? Without desire, you might as well call it quits. What is desire? Desire is that substance, y'all, that truly connects with the ether, just like faith. When you get faith and desire together, you're done, all right? You're done. Whatever that you're trying to accomplish, you're going to accomplish. Desire gives it that fire. You know, think about the desire that you have for something as a flame, you know? You can think about it in terms of a relationship, let's say for fellas, a woman that you might have wanted, you know, and this woman just, you know, like, it's like a burning desire, like you want her, you know, you want her real bad. So you try to fit, you know, you come at her, that's not working. So now you might try, you figure out a different way. Okay, I can come at her like this. All right, you might have messed up with that one. So you're like, okay, here's another thing that I kind of like. Let me see how I'm going to get at her. I made some mistakes trying to get that last one. So now I'm going to come at her different. I'm going to peep her out a little bit to see how to come at her. You know, and I'm just giving that as an example, but that's a desire. Anytime you really have a desire for something, and I love to give this example about men, because we know if a man, when a man knows what he wants, he's going to get that, you know, find a way. What happened with Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj? He had manifested Nicki Minaj. You know, he had been saying that he wanted Nicki, and he got it now. And I heard, what, she might be knocked up, you know, who cares? But I'm just saying, he manifested that, so I wanted to throw that in there, all right? So that's what desire does. Desire gives you persistence. If you have desire, you're not going to stop. You're not going to take no for an answer. You're like, okay. And that's how we need to approach life. Instead of looking for opportunities, create your opportunities, all right? There are so many opportunities. Who do you line up with? Who would you love to work with or for? Start targeting. Start, instead of just being like, you know, let me go look for a job online, see what jobs are open. Who cares if the job offer is open or not? I have a company. If I had somebody call me like, look, I want to work for you. I have this idea for your company, this, this, and that, blah, 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 blah. I can, and it sounds like good money for both of us. I'm in. Vibe's good. I'm in. You can come. I'm not even looking to hire, but anybody is capable of being an asset. It's just all about really knowing what your strengths are, y'all. So desire, that's what we're talking about. Anything, everything that I've manifested over this 30 Days to Success Challenge, the things that I thought were impossible, I did it because of a desire. I found one of my sweet spots, okay? One of my sweet spots. And I tell y'all know how I love my daughter. Love is a strong emotion. Okay, so, you know, like that's why they say behind every great man is a strong woman. But really, the significance of that is the love, you know. And, of course, we all help each other succeed. So a man helps a woman helps a man. That's everybody helps each other succeed. No man can do anything alone. But, you know, the desire changes everything. So I have about 3 minutes left. I do want to read something from Think and Grow Rich, okay? Because that's where I'm getting these references from. And it's not just here. So many other things that I've been studying, and they all say the same thing. Desire is big. That's why I wanted to just do a whole topic about desire. So in here in Think and Grow Rich, page 48, says, a burning desire to be and to do, now, is the starting point from which a dreamer must take off. Dreams are not born of indifference, laziness, or lack of ambition. Okay, so it says that's the starting point, desire. You have to have a strong desire. If you don't have a true desire, you're not going to really stay focused on it long enough to, you know, when I want to take my daughter to Disneyland, y'all, I was broke as a joke. Really, you know, and I had bills due. You know, so think about I was in the negative, really, and trying to find a way to get airfare, a hotel, car rentals, and Disneyland tickets. All right. But I just, you know, it was a burning desire. I was like, nah, I'm taking her. Like, I don't care if I don't have money. Like, I'm going to find a way. My daughter deserves to be in Disneyland for her first birthday. It was a strong, very, very strong desire. I would just sometimes just picture us there, like how I'm feeling, you know, just showing her, like, I told you I'm bringing you to Disneyland. And it happened. Make a long story short, it happened, y'all. I wanted to sleep Thursday night, and I said, tomorrow I'm going to make it happen. Friday woke up. By the end of the day, everything was made. All accommodations was made, all right? This is the law of attraction at work. Bills, I got $800 worth of money to pay my bills that day, y'all. So this isn't a game. This stuff is real, but let me see. It was something else that I did want to read to y'all. I have a minute and 19 seconds left, okay? This is a poem in the section of Desire of Think and Grow Rich, and I really love this. I want y'all to sit on this, okay? Think about this, all right? I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is just an employer. He gives you what you ask, but once you have set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I work for a menial's hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I had asked life would have willingly paid. Okay? Y'all, desire is the root of everything. So find out what are you passionate about. You got to have that flame. Anything, if you really want money, y'all, this is the show for you. If you really want that, if you're not afraid of it, you don't feel bad about it, this is the show. 30 Days to Success, y'all. So much fun's coming in, all right? So much we're doing for the show. Make sure you subscribe on the website, KendraJustine.com. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. I love y'all. Hope you have a good night. Think and Grow Rich. Peace.